Well, I voted for the House resolution, which disapproved the conduct by Representative Joe Wilson during President Obama's speech last week. We have certain rules and regulations we live by and the way we must conduct ourselves, and lawmakers must conduct themselves at all time in a manner that shall reflect credibly upon the House of Representatives. That's what the rules say. And we were in a joint session of Congress. Joe Wilson, as you know, blurted out when the president was speaking. And, you know, we get emotional debates going on the floors, and members say things that they wish they didn't. And if a member says, I'm going to take down your words, that means we disapprove what you say. The member usually says, I'm sorry, argument got best of me. You apologize and move on. Both Democrat and Republican leaders went to Mr. Wilson and said, look, just apologize. You brought discredit to the House of Representatives. You can't do that. We recommend you apologize. And Mr. Wilson wouldn't do it. And we just couldn't. Silence would really condone his behavior and set a bad precedent for the kind of misconduct that members we cannot have on the House floor. And so, therefore, Joe Wilson is the one who really left us no choice. This resolution was about the way he conducted himself on the House floor. And there's other things we could have done. We could have censured him. We could have reprimanded him. We could have exposed him, expelled him, but we didn't. It's a resolution of disapproval. I voted for it. It's not a question of decorum in debate. It's really a question of decorum and how we conduct ourselves on the House floor during a joint session of Congress when the President of the United States is speaking to us. I voted for the resolution disapproving Mr. Wilson's behavior. He did not act in proper manner for anyone in the House, let alone a member of the House of Representatives.